Thank you, Lord. I love you.
So y'all ready to worship? I heard like 5 people over here. Y'all ready to worship? I can't hear nobody. Are y'all ready to worship? Because after a prayer like that, I feel empowered. I feel the spirit here already. And if you ain't up here, you gonna miss it. If you ain't worshiping, you gonna miss it. I still can't hear nobody. Y'all got me? Because obviously they don't know what I'm talking about. That spirit is tangible. You know what tangible means? That means that you can catch it if you try. He said, if you praise me, if you worship me, I'll draw near to you. Hallelujah. So who's ready to worship? Let me hear it one more time. All right. I think they're ready. All right, so repeat after me. We're gonna start it off like this. Hey, bless. Sing bless.
Bless.
Sing bless.
Bless.
Sing bless.
Bless.
Sing we are blessed.
We are blessed.
Sing we are blessed.
We are blessed.
Sing we are blessed.
We are blessed.
Hallelujah. And we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
We're blessed in the city.
And we're blessed.
We're blessed in the field.
We're blessed.
We're blessed when we come, when we go.
Hey,
we cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease.
For the devil is defeated. Hey, hey, yeah. Sing that again. We're blessed.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field.
We're blessed.
We're blessed when we come, when we go.
Stronghold, sickness, and poverty must cease. And for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go.
We cast down every stronghold.
Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Let me say something. You sure you're blessed? Are you sure that you're blessed? Because, I mean, I'm up here dancing. I'm going to get mine. Is y'all going to get yours? All right, that's good. 4 people said they was going to get it. Let's go back into We Are Blessed.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. Hey, he's gonna work in your favor. Put your faith into action.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around.
And 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 around.
Hey, y'all tired yet? We're blessed.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go.
We cast down every stronghold.
Sickness and poverty must cease.
Why?
Cause the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
We're blessed in the city.
We're blessed in the field.
Hey.
We're blessed when we come and when we go.
We cast down every stronghold.
Sickness and poverty must cease.
For the devil is defeated.
We are blessed.
So what I mean by put our faith in action, that means let me see you dance. When we say turn around, let's turn around. When I tell y'all to clap, I want y'all to clap. All right, so let's try it. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead, clap. Oh, I don't see y'all. All right, let me see you wave your hands in the air. Hey, 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 hey. y'all out. Let's sing "We're Blessed."
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field.
We're blessed.
We're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come, when we go. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Let me hear you worship God. Give him more. 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 Keep worshiping. Keep worshiping. Keep worshiping. I want to hear y'all scream. Let me hear your roar cry. Let me hear you tear something in the spirit. All right, I think they're ready.
Hallelujah! The spirit of joy is in this house today, and if you are not entering to it, enter in right now. Just raise your hands, worship God. We are free to dance. We are free to shout. We are free to have the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
What, y'all tired? Y'all tired? Huh? You sure about that? All right, cool. All right, we can go. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, hey, so you came.
You came and changed my life.
You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up.
You cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was to die for, and I'm mighty grateful. So I can be,
and
I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, oh, you thought I
was worth keeping,
so you cleaned me up inside.
Oh,
you thought I was to die for, and I'm mighty grateful. So I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, oh,
you thought I was worth keeping,
so you cleaned me up. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed, so I can be, and I can be. Just one more time. You thought I was worth saving. Let me hear you sing. You thought I was worth. And I can be, oh, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory,
glory
to the God who changed my
to
life.
The God who changed my life.
And I will praise you.
Forever.
I'll worship you.
Forever.
I'll give you glory.
Forever.
Because I am,
because I am free, because I am whole.
And I will tell
and
everyone,
I will tell everyone,
hallelujah.
I
sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, glory,
glory
to the God who changed my
to
life.
The God who changed my life.
And I will praise you.
Forever.
I'll worship you.
Forever.
I'll give you glory
forever,
because I am.
Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone.
Hallelujah. This is where I need y'all to come up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to the God who changed my life. Say it again. And I will praise you. I'll worship you.
Forever.
I'll give you glory.
Forever.
I'll give you honor.
Forever.
I'll worship
forever.
You. I'll praise your name.
Forever.
I'll worship
forever.
You.
Forever.
I'll praise your name.
Forever.
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 Forever. and I will tell everyone I know you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought, I was to die for. And I'm mighty grateful. So you sacrificed your life. So I can be. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone. Y'all thought we was done. Sing hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. 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 And I will praise you.
Forever.
I'll worship
forever.
You. I'll give you glory.
Forever.
Because I am.
Because I am free. Because I am whole. And I will tell everyone I know.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Glory.
To the God who changed my
to
life. I will praise you
forever,
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 forever.
I'm
free.
Forever.
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 And ever.
Hallelujah.
And ever.
Forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Because I am free.
Because I am whole.
And I will tell everyone I know. I was worth saving.
Come on, church.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth.
Hallelujah.
So you cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was to die for.
And I'm mighty grateful,
yeah.
Why? So I can be. So I can be
whole,
and I can tell everyone I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got a reason to shout. A lot of people come to church thinking it's going to be depressing. For goodness sakes, there should be no happier people on this entire planet besides us. How many have been washed by the blood of Jesus? How many of you die right now? You know you're going to be with eternity forever for Christ. How many of you know you're not dead yet? How many of you know you got destiny and purpose and God planned you? How many of you know if God is for you, who can be against you? How many know you cannot lose today because you're a son and a daughter of the Most High God? Then I can't hear the shouts of praise. Come on now. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, give him a shout again. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hit it hard. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. The word hallelujah means glory be to God.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I worship.
Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you
forever.
I'll give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Because I am.
Because I am free.
Because I am whole.
And I will tell everyone I know.
Sing, And I will praise you. I'll worship you. I'll give you glory. I'll give you honor. I'll worship you. I'll praise you. I'll worship you. I'll praise you forever. 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 Forever.
Because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
So why do we do that? Why don't you turn to five people that you don't know and say, hallelujah. God has changed my life. I will never be the same again. I've been washed by the blood of Christ. I am a changed human being. I am heaven bound, and I shun hell. Come on, come on, go find people. Go find people. Turn the lights on. Go find people. Go find people. Come on, meet somebody you don't know. Chad Mays, get out of your chair. Larry, move on. Go find somebody.
And I will praise you.
Come on.
I'll worship you. I'll give you glory. I'll give you honor. I'll worship you. I'll praise your name. 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 I'll worship you. I'll praise your name.
I will tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
Yes, you are.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
That's right.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free and I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
Hallelujah. Come on, can you give God one more shout? Hallelujah.
We want to invite you to come out to Awaken. This is a brand new young adults ministry, ages 18 all the way up to 28. We meet every Tuesday at 6 p.m., so grab a cup of coffee, bring some friends, and we'd love to see you guys come out.
And I will do it for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey, HD, we want to remind you that we have Pastor Spencer's birthday gala coming up April 1st. Again, we're going to be holding it at the Watkins Glen Harbor Inn Hotel from 6:30 to 9. We want to make sure that you get the availability to sign up, as the ticket sales are at $60 per person. So make sure that you sign up at the link below for more information and RSVP today. Are you missing something in your life? You feel like there's more to church? I want to let you know, on March 6th, we have an amazing opportunity to come together as the body of Christ. We have a short word. We have prayer. We have worship. We're going to seek God's face and set the tone for the entire month. That Saturday night, clear your calendar, make sure you're here. There's going to be a powerful move of God that you're involved with. Don't forget, you have purpose. And when you find your purpose and you start to pray, we can pull the power of God from heaven. We'll see you there. We're excited to join together in unity.
My name is Heather Ramsey. I'm 24 years old and I'm a youth leader at the Uproar Youth Conference. This is my testimony. In 2013, I got invited to go to the Uproar Conference on a Friday night. I have been attending His Tabernacle for about 12 years now, but I would go to service every single Sunday, but I never was really fully saved. I was what you would call plain church. Friday night, I was worshiping, and Jesus really clearly spoke to me and told me that I either need to go all in with God or all in with the world. And if I went all in with God, that He wouldn't let me down, that my life would drastically change, and that I had to put my trust in Him, and it would be the best decision I ever made. Honestly, it scares me to even think about that question, because truthfully, I know that where I am at this moment in my life, none of it would have happened without having God as my number one. I was a single mom. I had my daughter out of wedlock, and I was struggling to provide for her physical needs as well as her financial needs. And since I started actually serving Jesus, He sent me an amazing, amazing man of God who accepted me not only for me, but accepted my daughter just as His own. He gave me an amazing son. I was able to be a youth group leader, and I'm now serving under the ministry, being able to just tell the young girls that it's never too late to turn back, and I'm able to share my testimony and just encourage them about how it is so good to actually serve God, and that no matter what you've done, that God will always turn it around with every situation. I sew into Uproar every year because I want to see the change for this young youth generation. Not only is it a reward for myself, but going to the conferences for the past 2 years and actually participating and being a youth leader and seeing the harvest from our seed, yes, is the most rewarding thing that you could ever think of. I encourage anybody to be able to sow into this conference, because if it wasn't for their seed that they sowed, my life would have never been changed.
That's right.
It's amazing when you get to watch a life change. And today, every one of you in this room participate with the seeds that you plant. Not just your finances, but how you're giving. You don't know how many of those children over there, if you're one of the children's ministries, you don't know how many of those children over there that will absolutely be changed for the rest of their life because you sowed once a month into their life. You have no clue. My mother got saved, and my uncle got saved, because the next door neighbor decided that they were going to take them to church. And since they got saved, two uncles are in the ministry. My mother raised, well, I'm here. And there's two more of us. My two sons are in the ministry. So from that one woman who brought my mom to Sunday school, you have five preachers. One woman. You never know what your seed is going to produce. So never minimize it. It's so powerful. We want to welcome all of our guests here today. If you're a first-time guest at His Tabernacle, we're not going to make you stand up or anything. But if you're a first-time guest, if you'll just raise your hand, we want to celebrate you this morning. If you're a first-time guest, awesome. Come on, give me a hand clap this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, if you did not get a visitor's packet with a mug in it and stuff like that, We want to get that to you so you don't get out. And every morning when you drink your coffee or your hot cocoa or your tea or your chocolate milk, you can have it in that cup and remember that people are praying for you all the time. So if you're one of our guests and you did not get that, we want to make sure we have people right now waiting to give you one. If you're one of our guests and you didn't get one of those packets, just slide your hand back up. They're going to move real quick and they're going to give you a packet. There you go, young man right there in the middle. That young lady over there. Yep, young lady right here in the front. There you go. Is there anyone else? One of our guests right over on this side. One of our guests. Very good. Down near the front. These two. Two guests. Glory. Thank you so much. Is there any other guests that did not get a card yet? We just want to say, come on, give them one more hand clap. Say thank you so much for coming and being with us today. It's an awesome thing to be in the house of the Lord. Turn to someone and say, you are brilliant. Well, how do I know that? Because you're in the house of God. You are brilliant to get the words of eternal life to change you today. We want to welcome all of our, I almost forgot. We want to welcome all of our live stream online campus. We have up to 100 computers online every single week and celebrating with us. So let's give our online campus a hand clap this morning from literally all over the world. Not just next door. We do have some folks that watch from Elmira. We love you too. But we have folks that watch from literally all over the United States and all over the world are online with us right now. And if you're on vacation, make sure that you tune in to the program every 9 or 11, histabernacle.com. Go to live stream. You can participate with the service. We want to say, we want to do a special little prayer this morning for Pastor Johnson. He is in Kansas City this morning. His grandma, I believe she was 96 years old, a powerful woman of God. She went home to be with the Lord, and he did her funeral yesterday. So let's just take a second. Let's just pray for Pastor Johnson and his family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that the peace of God that passes all understanding will saturate, Lord, even as he's in that church this morning and preaching. Lord, I thank you for the anointing. Let him feel the uplifting of his family all the way back here in Horseheads, New York. In Jesus' name, and everybody said...
And wow, all I can say is these young people are so hungry for God. Have you noticed the difference in the level God has them at this morning? I mean, just in this past month, if your teen is not in youth group, they are missing it. This is what God is doing in this house. Make sure your teen is in this place on Thursday nights. And if you're a young adult, you want to participate in Awaken on Tuesday nights. I'm just... absolutely overwhelmed by the awesomeness of God in these beautiful lives. I'm so thankful for it. Thankful for the testimony of Heather and a life change. You know, I'm one that sows into uproar. So for me, that's powerful to get to see a life that's just one of them. That's just one testimony.
We.
Oh, yeah. I lay claim to all of his money all the time. I say, it's actually his. I tell him I just manage it for him. So, celebrating his 50th birthday, you don't want to miss out on this event. Actually, we've reduced the price down. We're trying to get it whittled down as low as possible, but we also still want it to be a fabulous formal night. If you came to the 10-year, you got to experience how wonderful it is to get together. So we're going to get together and celebrate Pastor. We're going to have a fun time telling stories. He gives us so much material. We will have a lot of joy and laughter. We get to dress. How often do you get to dress up formal for anything around here? You get to dress up formal, come out and hang out with friends. We have a photographer. I have great photos from the 10-year that I just absolutely treasure. So make sure you sign up today for the 50th birthday at the Harbor Hotel. One more announcement. I finished a 31-day of encouragement devotional. We are taking pre-orders in the foyer. We should have these final printed this week or next week. So make sure you get out to the foyer and get your copy of 31 Days of Encouragement. And now time for our tithes and offering. You know, hallelujah. When we give, I want the spirit of this house not to have to give out of obedience through fear. We want our obedience to be out of sheer honor for our King. and how awesome he is. You know, Abraham and the prophets of old, they came and brought their gifts out of sheer honor for the king. Our tithe is holy. It belongs to him. It doesn't even belong to us. But we don't want our giving to be out of obedience through fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. So today, as we give our finances, as we give our tithe, which is holy to the Lord, let's do it simply out of pure honor for him and how awesome and incredible he has been in our family, in our lives, in our church, in the young people, in the outreaches. God is awesome. Let's honor him today with our finances. So if you would stand to your feet, we're going to make our supernatural proclamation. Oh man, there are testimonies coming in every single day. Powerful, exciting financial testimonies. I can't wait to have them up here sharing with you. So as we declare this today, believe that it is true for you and your finances. Deuteronomy 28 says, if I obey, I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and honor God with your tithes and offerings this morning. You're watching by a live stream. You can honor God right from your home. Click on the giving button and give right along with us.
This empowering mercy, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated, we are blessed. Wait. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Whoa, late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Sing it again, late. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. One more time, sing late in the midnight. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. Head around, 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 head around. Sing, we're blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. 3, 4, 5.
Ah, glory to God. This is the year of, for those who are fresh in the and our guests in the house, every year we work on a theme. Last year that was the year of the kingdom. Seek ye first the of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this year we're dealing with one of the major principles of heaven. Everything comes from a seed. Everything you need is in the seed. Seed is the principle that God has established, and literally, he himself is run by. God lives by seed. Today, I want to talk to you about, now some of you say, Pastor, your shirt's kind of loud. Your socks are very loud. That's all I'm going. Hallelujah. Why is everything so loud? Oh, I'm sorry. Why is everything so loud? Because this is my happy shirt. And these are my happy socks. That's actually what they're named. Well, why am I happy? Because today I get to talk about something that just stirs my spirit up every single time I think about it. I want to remind you, when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, what did they do? The Bible says God told them to build a memorial so that they could look back and see the great things that God had done. When they crossed the River Jordan crossed into the Promised Land, what did God tell them to do? God said, build another memorial. Why? So that you will not forget, and then you will not forget to tell your children how powerful, how faithful, how glorious your God is. How many of you recognize it's easy to forget how good God is? Especially when hell starts licking your toes. You sometimes forget the last time he delivered you. Today, I just want to talk about the seeds that determined our harvest at His Tabernacle Family Church. You see, I get the great thrill of seeing what God has done from the very beginning to the very, well, I'll see as far as that I'm allowed to, but I know that I haven't seen nothing yet. Turn to someone and say, we haven't seen nothing yet. Come on, tell somebody, you haven't seen nothing yet. The Bible says in Psalms 1 verse 3, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall fail. Oh, that's not what it says. Whatsoever he does shall. Turn to someone and say, I believe God's going to prosper me. I will be that tree. I am planted. My roots are deep, and Jesus is going to bless me. You see, until you get that in your spirit, you always have that old Christian mindset. Well, you know, the Lord is keeping me humble by bringing me through all of this stuff. Glory. I just thank the Lord for trials and tribulations. Because I am more holy, the more I have nothing. Listen, you can chuckle all you want. That's the gospel my family grew up in. But that's not the word of the Lord. You see, the problem is the church has bought good religion called Christianity, but they have forgotten that you are not a Christian. God never called you a Christian. God called you a king and a priest. God called you a son and a daughter. God called you a prince and a princess. God called you a citizen, an ambassador. God has called you to a position and a place that you and I can obtain and live within the kingdom principles, for we are not of this world. I said, we are not of this world. We might have to reside here and occupy till he comes. But I'm not governed by this world. I'm governed by the kingdom that I am a citizen of. And I am a citizen of heaven. Can I hear an amen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on as it is in. So I don't know about you. I guess you can live that old Christian lifestyle if you want. But I'm deciding to live kingdom principles. For I want heaven to come to earth in my life. Can I hear a greater amen than that? Right now you are sitting in the seeds that were planted by people over 18 years ago. One thing that many people seem to forget. We get so short-sighted. And what do I mean by that? Every one of our seeds always goes generations beyond us. Positive or negative, our seeds are always going to go before us. They're always setting the path and the pattern for the next generation. We are the ones that will determine not just our harvest, but the harvest of the children and the grandchildren. You see, you and I are called to give and leave a blessing to not only our children, but our children's children. That is the seeds that God has called us to do. And today, whether you recognize it or not, maybe this is your very first week. Maybe you've come here in the last few years. But the truth is that today you're sitting in a sanctuary. Come on, give God a shout. We've got lights on in this place. We've got sound systems. Can I hear an amen? We got ourselves a nice looking pulpit. Glory to God. Today we're on live stream all over the world. Man, this morning on ABC and CBS, we're already broadcasting to thousands of people across our region, all the way down to Wellsboro, all the way into Ithaca, almost all the way down to Binghamton, all the way up to Alfred University. The gospel's penetrating through ABC and CBS. I want you to know that your seeds, they're not just your seeds for the future, but people that are not even here today, their seeds enabled you and I to be where we are. We are enjoying the harvest of what they sowed. Well, come on now, you get that. Everything changes. You see, this is the power that God has, and we've got to get back to the principle of the seed, because so many of us live that short-sighted lifestyle to where we only plant for what we're going to consume tomorrow. God has not called you to live to tomorrow. He's called you to live forever. That the pattern of your life will be perpetuated and perpetuated throughout the world and the generations to come. See, whether anybody likes it or not, the seeds that have been planted in this house 18 years ago are still affecting, infecting, reverberating in this region and will for decades to come, even if we closed. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy and blessed is he who keeps the law or the principles of God. Where there is no vision, the word vision there means prophetic vision. It means something beyond yourself. You see, true vision has to go beyond you. Say that one more time. True vision has to go beyond you. If you are the end to the vision, then it's not vision at all. God will always and has always dreamed bigger than you and I ever could. He wants to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. So imagine the vision that God has birthed within your spirit. Imagine the greatness that God has already shown you. He says, you haven't even come to a conclusion. Your mind cannot even wrap around the amazing things that I have for you. If you just allow me to be God and you plant the seeds to get the harvest that you're after, I will bring it even before you can see it. You see, vision is a seed. Every baby comes from a seed. You know, that's the amazing part, is the impregnation. There's always an impregnation. There is always a seed. And in that seed, a life comes. And then there's a gestation period. That's when that baby's growing, and mamas know that because they start to stretch. They start to get uncomfortable, especially when the baby shifts to the bladder or to the back. I remember my wife telling me, get this thing out of me. Why? Because it's alive. Vision is always alive. You see, that's the exciting part. There is always a seed. That means God, by revelation, God, by illumination, will always make alive in you a vision that he has and a purpose and a destiny that he has for your life. At his Tabernacle Family Church, I want you to know that I fought that vision as long as I could. I'm going to tell you this morning the story of his tabernacle. I want to tell you the miracles that God has accomplished. I want to show you the greatness of our God. You know, there are people in this room, and I just want to point out a few of them. We got Minister Palco. She has been here 18 years. If you have been here 15 years, I'd like you to stand up real quickly. Wow. Well, my children better stand up. If you've been here 10 years, I'd like you to stand up. Glory to God. If you've been here 8 years, I want you to stand up. 8 or less, stand up. That's everybody else, so I mean, that's a good sign. I want to share with you the story of the seed. You know something? I was Carol and Dale White, they're in the back over there. I was looking at pictures, and I saw the pictures of the party that we had at your house way back in 2002 or 2003. I'm talking way back. Pastor, we had a young man who was pastoring with us. His name was Michael. And Michael decided he was going to have a lot of fun. So what he did was he picked the pastor up. That was me. He picked me up and he was going to throw me in the lake. So he picked me up. Two other guys picked me up. He had me by the legs. The two other guys had me by the arms. And they're dragging me to the beach. And they're going to throw the pastor in the water. And I looked up at him and I said, I want you to know this is going to cost you your job. And he started smiling. I said, you keep smiling because you're fired right now. And the moment my body hits that water, you're fired. And he says, I said, go ahead, try it. And he put me down, and I laughed and ran real quick. But the truth is that you don't know. We don't know all the people that have sowed that today you can sit. We always participate with somebody else's harvest. But man, I want to tell you, isn't it time to start sowing for the next generation? I can't hear you say amen. In 1996... I'll give you a story real quickly. In 1990, my wife and I got married. We're going to be married 26 years in May. Sometimes we like each other, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we wanted to be married, and other times we did not. But I want you to know we've made it. Can I hear an amen? Marriage is work. Can I hear a double amen? Men are the easiest to live with. Getting dangerous up here. That's all I wanted to know. My wife and I served in a little town called Newfield. Has anybody ever heard of Newfield? Right up the road, about 20 miles. You folks live in Newfield. About 20 miles, and I didn't realize it, but the denomination I was part of sent my wife and I there to close the building. There were 7 people left, and they had no building, so we had to go in the afternoons. Sunday afternoon, we used to meet down in Cayuteville in that little church that's overstuck in the corner. And we would meet there in the afternoons, and praise the Lord, God started blessing and pouring out his spirit. And within less than a year, we were where the post office is, right down there on Van Buskirk, right across from Van Buskirk. Is that the right road? Right across from Van Buskirk Road, right there in Newfield. You pass that on Route 13. And man, God just started blessing. And from there, in 5 years, we were able to build 2 buildings, and we had people coming in. I think we had at one point in time, which, you know, you got to understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a field. I'm talking about literally a cow field, where one day I'm preaching the gospel and I see everybody staring out the window. And I'm thinking in my head, why are they staring out the window? So I looked and there was a horse staring in the window. A horse wanted to get saved. Glory to God. So we were there, and the Lord blessed us, and the Lord spoke to my wife and I that it was time to move on, that I was to go on the road as an evangelist. So in 1995, I left that ministry and went full-time evangelism, and I was blessed. My family were blessed. It usually takes 5 years to be full-time on the evangelistic road to be able to financially afford to live. But literally, immediately, going on the field, we left in the month of August. We were immediately full-time. God blessed us right out of the gate. It was awesome to see the power and the manifestation of God. We saw every kind of miracle you could see, from tumors to cancers to every aspect of miracle that you could ever imagine. Thank you, young man. The Bible says you bring a prophet a glass of water, you get a prophet's reward. I'm not a prophet, but what I got, you get. In Jesus' name, release that a blessing in your life. And so here I was in 1996. I went to a town called Oneida, Tennessee. Has anybody ever been to Oneida, Tennessee? I know why. Because I was there. There was a 4-lane highway going in and a 4-lane highway coming out in a town of 5,000. I drove in there, and it was a very strange community. Just quite unique. What's that, Rhonda? Quite unique, and there was no pastor, so I was preaching at the church, and they said, why don't you come, and we're going to let you stay at the pastor's house, which is called a parsonage. And I said, sure. I said, listen, man, I'm not high maintenance. Whatever you can do, I'll just enjoy. So there, they brought me to the pastor's house, and I walked in, and they said, you can have whatever's here to eat, and, you know, just enjoy yourself. Well, I didn't have a dime, you know, to spend extra, because I had my family back here in this city. And so here I am. I went to the refrigerator, and there was no food. The only thing there was a half a gallon of ice cream that was freezer burned. That night, I went into the bed, and I rolled the sheets back, and there was black hair in the sheets. I just want you to know I didn't have black hair. And I said to myself, this is going to be a fasting week. And so, you know, we didn't have cell phones back then. So here I am. I'm fasting that week. So what do? Well, I spent a lot of time on the couch. And I'm praying, and I'm sitting on the couch. My feet are up, and it wasn't even a nice couch like this. It was a couch, but it wasn't a nice couch. And so here I am. I'm sitting in Oneida, Tennessee, minding my own business, and God speaks to me. And he says, I want you to start a church in Horseheads, New York. And I was very clear as I wrote it down in my journal. I says, no. Well, that went great. But then what happened was this. The next year, 1997, I decided to go south during the winter so I didn't have to be up here. Can I hear an amen or oh my? I'm back on the same couch in early 1997. They still didn't have a pastor. I did get clean sheets, and I made sure there was food. But I was on the same couch. They had no television. I'm on the couch seeking the Lord, and all of a sudden the Lord says to me, I told you to start a church in Horseheads. And I clearly wrote, no. So twice, the Lord spoke to me to start a church in Horseheads. And I was just very clear to him. I'm liking what I'm doing. I'm enjoying the road. The finances are great. The miracles are great. The salvations are great. I love traveling. I don't want to start a church in Horseheads, New York. So that fall, I'm at my house, and I had 3 acres. And that 3 acres all needed to be mowed. What's really cool, the Johnsons live in the house that I'm talking about. I'm riding my lawnmower. I don't know how many acres I got done, but I was almost completed, and the Lord said, I told you to start a church in Horseheads. And I said to him, why? There are 120 churches in that whole area. Why do we need another church? And he said, I want you to tell them that I love them. From that moment on, everything changed. From that moment on, I said, God, if you really want me to start a church in Horseheads, I'll do exactly that. My wife and I started doing little Bible studies. I still had to travel because there wouldn't have been any finances. I traveled in one day, and we had made a decision. The second week of February of 1998, with 5 people, we were going to launch His Tabernacle Family Church from the Horseheads Holiday Inn. We had gone in, and we had secured the place. We had gotten what I could. I had a little amplifier about that big. We had a lady playing keyboards and leading worship. And that day, the second week of February, 1998, we launched His Tabernacle Family Church in Horseheads, New York, right up there at the Holiday Inn. And let me tell you something. From that day, I've only ever seen miracles. For if it's God's vision, there will always be provision. I said, if it's God's vision, there will always be provision. I said, if it's God's vision, it will always have provision. And I said, God, I need to understand why you're doing this. I know you want me to tell them that they are loved. But God, I need to understand where you want this church to go, what you want it to be. And the Lord was so clear to me. He said, the verse of my house, called His Tabernacle Family Church, is this. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, God wanted you to know him, not know about religion, not know about tradition. God wants you to know him. That verse was so powerful in my spirit as that day we launched the church. He said to me, I want this house filled with grace and mercy. I'm going to send people that no other church will want and or accept. I'm going to send them to His Tabernacle Family Church. Whose tabernacle? I said, whose tabernacle? I'm going to send them to His Tabernacle Family Church, and you're going to love them back to me. Well, let me tell you something. That's a challenge. And he said, I'm going to make this happen by setting this principle. There is no gossip allowed at His Tabernacle Family Church. No, you need to understand what that means. Maybe you've never heard that. But there are people that have walked in this building, maybe even it's you yourself, that everybody has talked about. Maybe you were the wildest partier. Maybe you were the one that did every kind of sin that everyone thought was the worst. But you walked in this building. We want you to know it's a safe place. It's a place where you can meet God. It's a place where God can change you from the inside out. It's a place that we will believe in you and preach the gospel. For it's not where you've been. It's not what you've done. It is where you are going. The initial vision was there'd be no less than 1% of our community being saved. At that point, there were 90,000 people within a 10-mile radius of the Clement Center. I used to go. I would go to all the pastors, and I would say to the local pastors that were Pentecostal, I would say, listen, I'm not here to take your people out of your church. I'm here to get new souls saved, people that are disenfranchised, people that have walked away from Christ, people that have given up even on themselves. They've given up hope. Those are the folks that God has sent me to. And I want you to know in this house, over 60% of the people that are in this church have been saved in this church, and God has made you part of the house in the aspect that this is literally the only home that some of you have ever had. Oh, I do want you to know this. The initial vision was reached a long time ago. Every single week, we reach between 900 and 1,000 souls, absolutely different people in this building every single week. Not only that, is that 1,300 people call this their home. There are 1,300 distinctly different people that come in this building and have declared this house to be their house, where it's their home, their vision, where they're running with Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Well, you know, it's great things. You see, because when it's God, all things grow. Listen, if the baby does not grow, there is a problem. There are a lot of churches that are struggling because the baby has not grown. If it is a God vision, He will do the provision. Can I hear an amen? In 1998, when we started with five people, we were there literally 1 year. 1 year and a quarter. And we literally outgrew the Holiday Inn. And I want you to know how excited I was that we outgrew the Holiday Inn. Because I was the one carrying up the sound system up two flights of stairs to set it up every week. I was the one who had to have, you know, bring it out and put it back in my garage. I was ready for that place to be done. Can I hear an amen? In 1999, we started looking for a new location. If you've been here for a while, you know about this place called the Old Brown's Pharmacy. How many of you remember the Old Brown's Pharmacy? You know, they used to have the soda fountain and all that stuff. Found out Rhonda's grandmother used to work at Old Brown's Pharmacy. It's down in the square. It's now a tattoo shop. So here we are. We found this place, and let me tell you, it was thrashed. You're going to see pictures of it in a little bit. It was thrashed. And you know what? The Lord said, this is the place. I met the owner. His name was Mr. Lawrence. I want you to know, even when you don't know what God is doing, He's already setting you up for success. No, I don't think you heard what I said. I said, even before you know what God is doing, He's already setting you up for success. He already knows what you need, even years before you need it. And He's setting you up to succeed in the vision, because it's His vision, not yours. Can I hear a shout of amen? So here we are. I went to Mr. Lawrence, and I said, Mr. Lawrence, I'd like to rent your building, and we need some of the apartments you have out back for children's rooms. Well, that started everything. We rented, and he was one that was very kind of cynical. He had been hurt by a church real bad, and he was watching. He kept his office in the back part of where the sanctuary was. We raised $9,000, renovated that building, made it into a church building, you're going to see in a little bit, and we made it to the place that was the house that we were going to have. And I didn't know how long we were going to be there, but I want to give you this great testimony. We literally outgrew that place in 1 year. Well, that means we need a new location. You know, these are good, bad problems. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Listen, I'd rather have that good problem. We have that good problem here at His Tabernacle Family Church right now. It's amazing to realize how God loves to increase His family, how God loves to increase His kingdom. So here we are. We needed another location. What was the next location? I don't know. One man said to me, there's a building on Old Ithaca Road that's for sale for $210,000. Some of you know it as Mustang Sally's right now. We drove by that building and I said, wow, you know, that really looks good. The upstairs is about 5,000 square feet. Downstairs, another 5,000 square feet. And then they had a pump shop. How many of you remember the pump shop? Pump shop next door. It was an old craft place. And I said, you know what? I believe that that's where God wants us to be. And I'm going to believe for a supernatural miracle. You see, what people don't know is with the banking society, they do not give non-denominational churches mortgages very easy. In fact, you usually have to be 9 years old before they'll even look at you, and then you need a minimum of 30% down of whatever you want to have a loan for. Well, I want you to know we didn't have 30%. I want you to know that we weren't 9 years, but we serve a God that's greater than our banking system. We serve a God who places people in positions before they even knew why they were there to accomplish his will even years later. We went to three banks and every one of them said, I don't think so. You don't have enough track record. Are you denomination that we can have your denomination back you? I said, we are not. They said, well, then we can't help you. Me and Lou Lamphere, we put together an entire business plan and we went to this last bank. It was called BSB. How many of you remember BSB when it was down in Elmira? I walked into BSB and had an appointment with the gentleman, the manager. We sat down and we told him we're from His Tabernacle Family Church. And he said, you know what? That's exciting. He said, I'm a born-again Christian too. He said, I love God. He said, my favorite book is the book of Proverbs. He spent about 30 minutes talking about the book of Proverbs. Then he started talking about how he loved to go to the hospital and lay hands on the sick and see him recover. And I'm sitting back and going, well, that's really exciting. What he didn't know was that God put him in that position for nobody else but us. Can I hear an amen? The man looked at me and said, oh, by the way, what do you want? I said, I need $200,000. I need $210,000. He says, tell the man to give you 10 grand off the price. I'll give you the loan and I'll do it at $10,000 down. I said, really? I don't ask twice. I mean, if he said it, I'm in. I said, praise the Lord. Let's get this thing done. We were able to purchase the old Ithaca Road location at $190,000. And man, what a blessing. How many of you know that that's a miracle? Come on, give God praise for a miracle this morning. What many don't realize was already for 2.25 years, people had been planting their life. People have been planting their finances. People have been planting in the vision, and they've been growing. You see, nobody is an island to themselves, and you are so needed in the vision of God. God has a perfect plan just for you. Some people were able to give more money. Some people were able to give more time. Some people were the children's ministries. Some of them were constructions. And you know, today, I just want to give a shout out. They live in Florida right now, but I want to give a shout out to John Rossplock. John Rossplock, he's a guy, listen now, you need to hear about this man's seed. This man came up to me, he was a professional contractor, and he said, Pastor, the Lord has laid on my heart to come and to renovate the old Ithaca Road location. When you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. I want to renovate it, and whatever you can pay me, you can pay me. I'll trust God for my family. Let me tell you something. I think the highest we paid him was $200 a week, and it was 3 years. He was full-time at the church, hammering and nailing and building and construction, and he was making it so the house of God was absolutely beautiful. I want to give God thanks for Brother John Rossplock and his family today. They were part of the miracle of what God had accomplished. You see, it's a miracle what God had us put down. It was a miracle that there was a man willing to reconstruct it. And you know what was so exciting too? Within 3.5 years, we had outgrown the old Ithaca location. I'm talking, there were 3 cars deep in the parking lot. Thank God the American Legion built across the street. Because we called them, we said, do you mind if we park there? And they said, no, man, enjoy yourself. Because, you know, they needed a liquor license, and they had to ask me if I could help them with the liquor license, because if the church said no, they couldn't have got the liquor license. And I said, well, I think that, you know, they could have that over there. And they built us a parking lot. Glory to God. So here it is, three cars deep in the parking lot right down the street at Mustang Sally's. Across the street, the parking lot was packed out. There was only one accident, and we need to give him a shout-out this morning, too. Brother Michael Donovan was the only car accident that ever happened. He pulled out, and he hit, I think it was a BMW. Well, that's right, his wife's sitting right here. It's so exciting to realize how powerful our God is. Can I share something with you about Old Ithaca Road? You see, the miracles, we've got to make sure that we recognize. God gave us the loan. It was the day of the closing. And here we are, the bank, our lawyer calls us up and he says, I'm sorry, we've made a mistake. And I said, huh? We made a mistake. We were just seeing if you were awake. Toilet tissues in the back. The lawyer says to me, Brother Spencer, Pastor Spencer, we're sorry. We made a $7,500 mistake. It is Monday morning, the day of the closing. Of course, not Sunday. You can't raise any money on a Monday morning. And I sat back and I said, what do you mean you made a mistake? He said, I forgot to tell you, you got to bring the tax money also to the closing. We didn't have $7,500. But you see, God knew his plan. God already not only put a banker in place, but when we rented from that building, Mr. Lawrence was watching me. You need to know people are watching you. He watched me because his office was there, 7 days a week. He sat in there during the church services with his door cracked open. He sat in there during the week and would listen to me ministering to people and blessing people and studying the word of God and praying around the altar. He was watching me. So he heard that we were $7,500 short at closing, and he walked out of his office, didn't even know he was there. He walked out of his office, walked up to me and said, Pastor Mike, didn't call me Pastor Spencer. Mike, you're not a pseudo preacher. I like you. In fact, I'll give you the $7,500. Pay me when you get it. He walked into his office and wrote a check for $7,500, a man who was not even saved, a man that I didn't really even know, but God set us up for success. Where there is God's vision, there is always provision. Can I hear a shout of amen? So where are we going to go now? We outgrew it. In fact, we finished the bathrooms upstairs and we needed to move. We found out that the Broad Street School was empty. Am I boring you? Broad Street School was empty, and we called up the school district, and they said, no. And I says, no, 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 you don't understand. No is not an option. So we played a little bit, and they said, okay, you can rent it, but you got to pay the custodians time and a half whenever they're there. I said, fine. So we rented the Broad Street School right up there on Broad Street. We literally rented half of the building. The gymnasium is where we had the sanctuary. And you have never experienced true hell until you've been in there during the summer. Every single morning, I want you to see the seeds. Every morning, we had a team of men and women, not just men, but men and women who would go into that building on a Sunday morning and set up every chair, set up the backdrop, set up the sound system, set up the TV cameras. They would set all of that stuff up, and they would get it all ready so that when it was time for service, when people walked in there, they said, wow, this looks great. We had literally the entire wing filled with children. Cafeteria was filled with children. I want to thank God for all of those who sowed the seeds way back then for the children's ministry. For it would never be what it is today if you had not sowed your life. Thank you. Well, the school didn't really want us there. After 3 years, we had already gone to 2 services, and we outgrew it. How many of you know outgrowing is a good problem? And I said, God, where are we going to go? And he said, go up the street about a mile. There's an empty field. Go buy it. It's not for sale. He said, go buy it. I went to the tax map place, got the name of the man who owned it down in New Jersey. It was his old family's residence and farm. And I called him up and I said, sir, I'd like to buy the land that's out there on Old Ithaca, on which road are we on? That's the road we're on. I want to buy your acreage on Level Acres. And he said, well, it's not for sale. I said, I'd like to buy it. He said, $5,000 an acre. Well, he thought he was saying a lot of money. And I said, sold. And he said, great. I said, now we have $20,000 to put down on it. You're going to have to hold the note for three years, and then we'll balloon it out. And he goes, no, I won't do it. A month later, the connection was made again, and he said, all right, I'll do it for $20,000. I said, well, we only got $15 left. He said, no, I won't do it for $15,000. You see, fear never came in my life. Why? Because I'd already seen all the miracles that God had already accomplished. Why would I doubt if he told me to do something else that he wouldn't do it? Can I hear an amen? I said, can I hear an amen? And so I said, no problem, sir. As Pastor Banfield and Jody Dykes would walk the premise and the prayer team would walk the premise and find all the pot weed and, you know, all the smoke and all the drugs. And I think they harvested on 99 8-foot plants off of this piece of property like the week before we closed on it. Our fundraising program went down the tubes. Another month goes by, and that man shows up at my office on Old Ithaca Road and says, all right, I'll do it for $15,000 down. I said, well, we only have 10 left. And he said, all right, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. We were able to purchase this piece of property for $5,000 an acre, and right now it's worth over $17,000 an acre. And man, let me tell you something. I was so excited because when it's God's vision, there's always provision. God is the God of the miraculous, and what everybody says he can't do, he will always show up and provide supernaturally in your life. But it came because of people's seed. The trustees got together and we went to the board. We went to the church. Remember that, Brother Ken? We stood in front of the church and we said, we need to pay off over $95,000. I have never seen it before. I have never. And we have never asked for anything like that since. That day, every dime came in to pay off the piece of property that this building is sitting on, that you are sitting in, and the chair that you're sitting on, that this land was paid for in one service at His Tabernacle Family Church. Can you shout, I got a miracle? You might be saying, well, I didn't get a miracle. Yes, you did, because you're living off the harvest of the seeds that were planted that produced the miracle that allowed you to sit right here today. Well, that's great. Now we got land. Now we need a building. Well, I don't know if you realize it, but it costs about $125 a square foot. We knew that God told us to build. I knew God spoke to me and said, don't build for any less than $800. And I said, but God, that's a lot. He goes, if I've already provided this, 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 and this, won't I do this? I am the God that never fails. I am the God that is faithful. And if you sow, you shall reap. Well, there's a Mennonite man. Oh, by the way, this building should have cost us $3.75 million. There was a Mennonite that Pastor Banfield introduced me to, that wanted to break into building churches. And so he built this entire church, except for the rugs, with radiant heat at $25 a square foot. Can you shout, we got a miracle? Come on, shout, we got a miracle. Oh, come on now. You got to hear this too. There was not enough dirt. We were going to have to ship in the dirt, over $350,000 worth of dirt to level off our parking lot. And the town came to us and said, would you like to use our mining stuff, and you can take it right out of the creek out back. Horsehead saved us over $300,000. Can you shout, God gave us another miracle? We needed a bank. Well, like I said, 30% down. We're still not 9 years. Oh, no, we are. No, we're not. Still not 9 years. And Brother Ted Shuttlesworth calls me and he said, I found a bank. All they do is they're Christian businessmen and businesswomen. It is not a secular bank that only invests in building churches. Why don't you give them a call? This is the only one in the United States who works with churches under $2 million. I called Mr. Dusterman up and I said, sir, we'd like to build a building. This is what we have. And let me tell you something. It was not tight. It was like your shorts were three shorts too short. You needed Vaseline just to jump into your own pants. It was so close. Financially, it was going to have to be a miracle. And you know, I said it this way. We're either going down in a ball of fire or we're going to go over the top. Can I hear an amen or oh my? And the bank gave us a loan. And God blessed us. You see, today you are sitting in a literal miracle. You're not sitting in a church. You're not sitting in a chair. You're sitting in a miracle. If you have never seen a miracle before, look down right now at your feet. You are looking at a miracle that God has accomplished. And God loves to bring provision to the vision. Yeah, thank you, God. You know, I've had people complain about this building before. You know what? He gave it to us for $25 a square foot. I ain't complaining about nothing. I didn't want to pay $3.75 million for a building. I thank God we can put it into people. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Miracle after miracle after miracle. Well, the school wanted us out before this building was completed. How many of you remember that? All of a sudden, we're in a bad spot. And I asked God this, where do you want us to go? He said, call up Brother Ted and ask him. I called up Brother Ted Shuttlesworth and he says, there is a brother up in Batavia who has R.W. Shambach's tent that seats 800. Call him up and ask him about it. I called the brother up and I said, how much to rent that tent? He said, brother, I'll come down with all the men that are needed to even put it up and I will put that tent up and it won't cost the church a dime. We put up R.W. Shambach's tent right next to this building while this was being built, and God blessed us with another place of residence. The second week of September 2007, this building was completed. I remember that morning so vividly because we got robbed the night before. They stole every TV camera. They stole our microphones. They stole everything that we had in the building. And they were crack addicts. And they went out on the street and started selling. Here we are, opening morning, with Dr. Spellman. We had a special guest come in who moved in the prophetic to speak over the body of Christ. And let me tell you, in those days, when I would say, hello, this is how you would hear it. Hello, 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 hello. I would hear my voice at least seven times. People always complain about the sound in here. I give God praise. Hello, 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 hello. Time after time, miracle after miracle. This man right here, God spoke to him. He was a brand new Christian, Michael. Said, I want you to give your motorcycle, your Harley Davidson, to the church. What a leap of faith. He didn't know what he was going to do. Let me tell you, this is the very first time he was brand new saved, no Christian background at all. And he sowed his motorcycle. Today you're sitting here because he sowed. My uncle and aunt are in the back. They've moved here since, but they lived in New Hampshire. They sowed every single month that you can sit here in these chairs. My wife gave up her greatest dream to be an at-home mom to go back to work. so that we could be sitting and standing here today. There are people throughout this congregation, man, people might not ever know you, but you have sown and you have sown and you have sown. And soul after soul after soul has been blessed because of your seed into other people's lives. Don't ever minimize your seed. It is changing lives in the name of Jesus. This week, 119 children were bussed in from Elmira, from the sixth grade and under. 119 were ministered to on Thursday night, over 100 teenagers on Thursday night for uproar. We're worshiping God around this altar. I looked and opened that door and I said, what an amazing sight to see all these kids worshiping. They weren't talking, they were worshiping. All because people like you and I decided to plant our lives, plant our seed, and to see God's will come. Would you like to see just, we're going to be a little late today. It's all right? Show the video. This was our 10-year anniversary video. That's the Holiday Inn, where we all began. That's the old Brown's Pharmacy when we went in. That was Corinne, by the way. That's John Rossblock and his brother sowing their time to make God's kingdom come and his will be done. Turn the sound up a little bit more, guys. How you begin, baby? It's how you end. Can I hear an amen? His Tabernacle Family Church in 1999. These were the children's room. We had so many kids, there was no more room for children. The old Israel Road location, that's what it looked like when we first purchased it. Wait till you see what it's going to look like. We're going upstairs, we have the sanctuary upstairs. Matthew got married. In the process of renovation, making God's house beautiful. Shane Ostrander, one of our head ushers. John Rossblock lives in Florida. By the way, that toilet always backed up. Remember what it looked like? That's the foyer. Walls are going up to the classrooms to house the children. That was the exterior.
If you believe it, say yeah.
Remember that, Joe?
Yeah.
That guy was a beast. All those people sold their time so we could sit here today. Watch, even the children learn how to sew.
Lord, I give my all to you every day.
This man had a painting company and he said, I'll paint the whole church, Pastor. We meant it to be white, it turned out to be a little lavender.
I'm gonna lay my life down every day.
That's what the sanctuary looked like when it was completed. That's the nursery. Stacked with children. That was my mother-in-law, one of the founding members of His Tabernacle Family Church. Home to be with Jesus now.
Jesus, there is had a nice none off. Like you. No one else can make me feel.
Then we went to the school. How many remember the Chico Hernandez from Mexico, Cuba?
There is in your name.
Every single week they set up every chair. Every week. They put up a backdrop. Every week they set up the sound, set up everything. Every single week. Sowing the love of Jesus so that people could know Christ. This was a drama team that we had in. Did ministry with us. You know what's amazing is every single week people would be fighting. We almost had a physical fist fight on the second row of the church one day because both people wanted that seat. This is the dedication of the land, getting ready to do construction. Tom Henry, Ed Sadler. I look thinner there, don't I? There it goes. It was a cornfield and a pot field, by the way. But watch what Jesus can make. A place of safety and sanctification. Walls going up. People would drive by and stop because something's happening down there in that corner. This is the tent. It was so hot we used to have TV guys pass out. One Sunday a thunderstorm came in. We couldn't even turn on the electricity because everything just quiet. Some of those children today that you see dancing up there are now ministers in this church. The first day that we were in the building. When you said hello 7 times. Hello, 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 hello.
Come on. Put your hands together. Yeah. Has it been good to anybody in this place?
Can we have have the lights, and can you do me a favor? Can we all stand up and give God a shout of praise this morning for all the miracles that he did, all the seed that was sown, all the people that gave their lives so that today we can stand here. You see, some of us are participating with the harvest, and some of us were the seed planters. But one plants, one waters, but God always brings the increase. We're believing, God, that this year, this house is going to grow 400 to 500 more souls. That this place will be so stacked, if you've got your seat saved, I pray somebody's sitting in it before you get here on a Sunday morning. I'm believing, God, that sinners are going to come in this building and they're going to feel the presence of God in such a manner. They will be saved before they leave. I pray in the name of Jesus, and he spoke to our hearts, that this will be a cancer center, that those with cancer are going to hear about it, come and be healed in Jesus' name. That's what God spoke to me, that it'll be a training center for pastors in the Northeast, that God would accomplish it, that we would have a Bible school. This year, our Bible school, for the very first time, is now in Mexico. We're launching its campus in Mexico this fall. But right now we have students from Belize. We have students from Mexico. We have students from Africa. We have students that are here on campus from Texas and more coming. God is going to fill and do what he's promised. Can I hear an amen? There he is, right there. When it's God's vision, there'll always be provision. And I want you to turn to somebody and say this: don't get comfortable. Tell somebody else, don't get comfortable. There will be a 2,500-seat sanctuary in that field right in front of us. There'll be a parking garage right over here. There'll be sporting facilities. We will have a Christian school in Jesus' name. We will have a place that lives will be changed and transformed, and there'll be so much activity in this building, we're going to have to repave constantly. Can I hear it? Amen. I'm not saying it because I want to just say it. It's what God has shown me in my spirit. I already see what the sanctuary is going to look like. And there will be a door in the back of that sanctuary where an elephant will be able to come out and stand and be present at his Tabernacle Family Church. We will have an elephant. Turn to somebody and say, it's only just begun. Every time that you give in the offering, every time that you work in this church, every single time that you give quiet stuff that nobody else knows about, every single time it's seed that's going to bring a harvest that will change people's lives. Thank you. Turn to someone and say, thank you for being a sower. Father, in the name of Jesus today, we seal, God. We thank you. We give you honor and praise, Lord, for all the miracles you did so that we could stand here today and preach. That, God, this telecast will go over thousands of people, Lord, in our region on Sunday mornings. That, Father, even as I'm speaking now, literally live stream is going all over the world. Thank you, God. You did this. God, to God be the glory. Great things you have done. Thank you for allowing us to sow our lives into more than just temporary foolishness. But that, God, we can sow our lives into eternal things that will transform families, transform lives in Jesus' name. We declare the devil cannot have our region in the name of Jesus. We declare he cannot have our children in the name of Jesus. We declare that the devil cannot have the people of this region. And that, God, your kingdom will come. Your will be done. And this house will make such supernatural impact that the planting of it will change lives for generations to come. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, I never go a service without giving somebody opportunity to be saved. The greatest seed you have is your life. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I'm not asking you to join a church or a religion. I'm asking you to know him, to be a citizen of heaven. Today, if you would like to have Jesus come in your life, wash your sins away, make you a brand new man or woman, today is your day to sow your life. Jesus said, if you sow your life, I'll give you life. You cannot outgive God. He'll give you more than you could ever imagine. So today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to accept him as your Lord, today I want you to raise your hand up right now. I want to introduce to you the very best friend you're ever going to have. Is there anyone in the room right now that wants to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? I'm not going to wait long. 5, come on, get your hand up. 4, 3, two, last call, and one. Saints, this means that we have failed in some region. Let me explain the heart of heaven. We should never come to church without somebody that's not born again. Can you imagine if everyone in this room saw one soul saved a year? Just one. I'm not talking you got to go stand on the street and campaign. I'm talking one person that you know needs God. If you led that person to Christ or brought them to the house of God where they would get saved, guess what would happen? Next year, this house would be every single Sunday morning over 1,500 souls in the building. Each service. I'm believing that this is going to make an impact in our region that will change everything. The body is the salt and the light. We are the change factor. No government can change or they would have already accomplished it. It don't matter, you can vote whoever you want for president. They can't save the country. There's only one, in God we trust. And if the church does not rise to the occasion, then it will collapse, for the salt and the light has not done its job. I believe we're here for great purpose. Can I hear an amen? I said, I believe I'm here for great purpose. Can I hear an amen? Turn to someone and say, I'm here for great purpose. So Father, in Jesus' name, we commission each person to have great purpose in this room today. We declare that they shall witness to at least one soul this week, that God will bring in the harvest for the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name. And everyone who's declaring yourself to be eternal, shout it. We love you. The prayer team's around the front of the altar. If you need prayer for anything, come get ministry. We love you. Seek God with all of your heart. Okay.